This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The avian flu that's been doing great damage to chicken and egg farms in some parts of this country has changed the economics of animal-based proteins just a little bit. The price of eggs almost doubled from May to June and has made them more expensive than chicken breasts for the first time on record. Ed Fryer is CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry in Rogers, Arkansas. He raises and sells chicken meat, not eggs, but we call him from time to time to check in on all things chicken. Mr. Fryer, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Oh, good to talk to you again, Kai.
Number one, I suppose, how's business?
Well, business is still doing well. It's not as good as it was earlier in the year, but it's still doing well. We're making money.
Which is always good. Why is it not as good as it was earlier in the year? Is poultry a seasonal thing?
Well, it is seasonal, but this is the time of the year we should be making money in terms of the seasonal factors. Fourth quarter of the year is the holiday season, so that's turkey and ham season. So the fourth quarter is normally not good for us. The first quarter is usually pretty good, but second and third quarters are normally your best quarters. But we've been hit by a couple of factors this year. One is the bird flu.
That
avian influenza that's out there has really driven down dark meat prices. They're the leg quarters, the drums, thighs, that sort of thing. But the dark meat's about, it's less than half of what it was a year ago. Plus, if you look at the competing meats, beef is still very high, but pork has come down quite a bit. I think the pork guys finally got their hands around that PED virus that they had to deal with last year.
Yeah, they had trouble, intestinal trouble, shall we say, those pigs.
Yes. yes, they did.
Let me ask you something. I was looking at the Ozark Mountain Poultry website before I came in here just to refresh my memory.
Yeah.
You've been in business 15 years now, right?
Yes.
Why did you go into the poultry business?
A couple of reasons. One, my last name is Fryer. And two, I used to be a professor at the University of Arkansas. Grain marketing, poultry marketing, and then hedging or price risk management were my areas of specialization. And then, plus, I've always enjoyed business. So, one day I just woke up and said, hey, it's time to do something different.
Is it what you thought it would be, being in the poultry business, being in the chicken business?
It's actually much better than I thought it would be. Being a tenured professor at a university, at a major university, is a fantastic job. There's very, very few jobs that are any better than that. But I really like the private sector. Huh. I love creating value for our customers and creating opportunities for employees. And I have a chance to do that every day here.
Getting back to the matter at hand, how confident are you that you're going to be able to bounce back from this little dip you seem to be having when you're supposed to be making money?
The dip right now is it's a dip, but it's a little dip. As I look out for the rest of this year, I don't think things will get a whole lot better for the rest of this year. And as I look into next year, if I take avian influenza off the table, that's a real random variable. But if the rest of the industry just kind of follows its normal course, I think next year will be a pretty tough year for the industry.
That's not so good.
No, that's not so good. But, I mean, it's part of the chicken business.
Yeah, I suppose. Ed Fryer, CEO and founder of Ozark Mountain Poultry in Rogers, Arkansas. Mr. Fryer, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thanks, Kai.